Now, it's over to the news desk with Susanna Nieves and Charles McKelvey. But first, we'll take a look at today's headlines.
Cuban confirmed cases of COVID-19 reach 40.
Iranian foreign minister says Washington's sanctions show utter contempt for human life.
Tourists from Cuba's northern keys return to their countries.
Venezuela guarantees medicines to fight coronavirus.
Now for the news in detail.
The Cuban Ministry of Public Health confirmed 4 new cases of COVID-19 on Saturday, 10 new cases on Sunday, and 5 new cases on Monday, bringing the number of confirmed cases in Cuba to 40, all imported. The head of MINSAP's Communicable Diseases Department, José Raúl de Armas, explained that 954 patients have been admitted to the isolation and care centers created for clinical epidemiological surveillance. 255 of them are foreigners and 727 Cubans. Another 30,773 people are being monitored by the primary health care system from their homes. As of March 20th, 242,488 cases of COVID-19 had been confirmed in 157 countries, with 9,885 deaths, a death rate of 4.08%. The World Health Organization reports 92 countries have internal transmission. In the region of the Americas, 31 countries and 10 overseas territories are affected. There have been 23,783 confirmed cases and 307 deaths. On Saturday night, a Cuban medical brigade made up of 52 doctors and nurses left for Italy to help contain the new coronavirus in Lombardy, near the northern part of the country.
Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif accused the United States of taking its policy of maximum pressure on Tehran to a new level of inhumanity by imposing new sanctions on Iran as it struggles to cope with a huge surge of COVID-19 cases. Zarif tweeted that the Trump administration was gleefully taking pride in killing Iranian citizens on the Persian New Year, celebrated on March 20th this year. He said U.S. policy displayed an utter contempt for human life. His rebuke comes shortly after the U.S. blacklisted 5 companies based in the United Arab Emirates for trading in Iranian petrochemicals. 3 companies in China, 3 in Hong Kong, and 1 in South Africa were also added to the list last week as Washington attempts to choke off Tehran's oil revenues. Washington's increased pressure against Iran is a crime against humanity. All the world should help each other to overcome this disease, Reuters quoted an Iranian official as saying over the weekend. Iran has at least 1,400 deaths from COVID-19 so far, with more than 19,000 confirmed cases. A health ministry spokesperson said on Wednesday that one person in Iran was now dying every 10 minutes from the virus, with 50 new infections every hour.
Tourists vacationing the Jardines del Rey hotels were returning to their respective countries Sunday morning from the international airport of Cayo Coco on the northern coast of central Cuba. The delegate of the Ministry of Tourism in Ciego de Ávila province, Iolexis Correa, told Prensa Latina that the flights are being made with safety ensured and in a gradual manner in accordance with the planned schedule. She stressed that the return is response to the latest measures implemented by the Cuban government to deal with the new coronavirus, which is affecting both foreigners and nationals. At the moment, at the National Clinic in Cayo Coco, there are still 3 suspected patients with have yet to be confirmed, who remain asymptomatic and stable, Leonardo Batista, director of medical services at the resort, told Prensa Latina. Managers of the tourist facilities in Jardines del Rey are working on details for the relocation of workers and to comply with regulatory measures for the protection of hotels and recreational facilities, including taking advantage of the temporary stop in international tourism to carry out maintenance of the hotels and to intensify measures to save energy.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has reiterated that the country has all the necessary medicines for the treatment required by the new COVID-19 coronavirus, thanks to the support given by the United Nations health system. After the national social quarantine was decreed, the Venezuelan authorities have highlighted the importance of complying with the measure to prevent new cases of contagion in the country, which so far has reported 42 infected people. We have all the treatments. We have all the medicines we need. We have enough, and we are ordering to acquire the raw material because the national pharmaceutical industry is capable of manufacturing the 24 medicines that are needed to face the coronavirus from now on, said the Venezuelan president. During a telephone contact with the presidential commission to attend to the cases of the virus in the country, the head of state thanked the more than 9 million people who responded to the national survey to identify possible suspected cases, which is being analyzed. The extensive screening was carried out over the weekend. The Venezuelan head of government announced that 130 more Cuban doctors have joined the Barrio Adentro mission, a program that ensures health care to the country's communities. This new group of specialists will join the work carried out by the national government in the areas of prevention, care, and control of COVID-19.
The Jamaican Minister of Public Health, Dr. Christopher Tufton, welcomed 140 Cuban medical professionals to support the island's national response to the coronavirus disease, COVID-19. The Cuban medical team consists of 90 nurses, including specialists in critical, emergency, surgical, and primary care, 46 doctors, including internists and hematologists, and 4 therapists. The Minister of Public Health declared that what we are witnessing is a continuation of the friendship between Jamaica and Cuba in a time of crisis, in a time of emergency that we have in with the COVID-19, the Cuban government, the Cuban people have risen to the occasion. They have heard our appeal and they have responded. We're elated to have the 140 medical professionals coming in from Cuba. They will be deployed to a relevant post in the country as part of the strengthening our frontline team, in anticipating that we will have to treat more persons in our hospitals, Tufton noted.
I want to take the opportunity to say a big thank you to the government and the people of Cuba for being here and for sending this 140 healthcare professionals, including doctors, nurses, therapists. I think this is great for the fight against corona here in Jamaica, and we really appreciate the support, as usual, of the Cuban government and the Cuban people. Thank you very much.
Cuban Ambassador to Jamaica, Ines Force Fernandez, said that her country was happy to provide the support. When Jamaica called, Cuba said yes. You are here to support Jamaica, the ambassador said.
And we're back to the news desk with Susanna and Charles.
The National Coordinator of Cubans Living in Italy, CONASI, welcomed on Sunday the arrival of a brigade of Cuban health workers to help fight the COVID-19 in that European nation. In a statement, CONASI expressed joy and satisfaction for the arrival of the highly qualified Cuban medical personnel and described the event as a symbol of brotherhood between the peoples of both countries. The Cuban Minister of Public Health, José Ángel Portal Miranda, bid farewell on Saturday to the 52-member group, which was expected to arrive in Milan, the capital of Lombardy, the region most affected by the epidemic. Giulio Galera, the region's government's health and welfare secretary, described the presence of the Caribbean nation's collaborators as an extraordinary opportunity. He said they would be working in a newly built field hospital in Crema in Lombardy province. Cuba's prompt response to Italy's request for help in dealing with the most severe emergency since the end of World War II has been in the news for several days in Italy's traditional media and social media, with positive comments and repeated expressions of gratitude.
Thousands of U.S. troops and military staff based in Europe have been ordered into self-isolation after at least 35 of them tested positive for COVID-19. Some 2,600 European command troops and personnel were isolated over the weekend in an effort to stem the spread of the lethal virus. Following the 35 positive test results, the Defense Department noted that the troops quarantined were not ill, but were isolated as a precaution, since they had recently traveled. Several branches of the U.S. Armed Services are struggling to contain the coronavirus, especially on board the crowded Navy vessels. The USS Boxer became the first ship to confirm more than one infected sailor last week, prompting the crew to adopt what it called an aggressive mitigation strategy. The virus has also forced the cancellation of downsizing of several joint U.S. military exercises across Europe and Asia, including NATO's massive Defender 2020 drill, as well as operation with the South Korean military.
Bolivia's Supreme Electoral Tribunal, TSE, has postponed elections scheduled for May 3rd as the de facto government imposes nationwide restrictions in an attempt to curb the spread of the new coronavirus. The tribunal announced a 14-day suspension of preparations for the elections, coinciding with a quarantine ordered by de facto President Jeanine Añez that include a stay-at-home order, a clampdown on domestic travel, and a halt to international flights. Meanwhile, Bolivia's Congress would have to enact legislation to select a new date for the elections, according to Salvador Romero, president of the TSE. In Bolivia, there are 20 confirmed cases with COVID-19, which has led to the measures taken. However, the postponement of the elections returns the country to the political uncertainty that it went through a few months ago after the coup in November, one of the most traumatic events in its recent history, with at least 35 deaths and hundreds wounded by the military and police forces. Last month, the TSE rejected the candidacy of former President Evo Morales for a Senate seat in the elections because he does not reside in the South American country, a decision the ousted leader called a blow to democracy. Evo Morales, who resigned in November during the coup, currently resides in Argentina as a political refugee.
And now for our headlines for today.
Cuban confirmed cases of COVID-19 reach 40.
Iranian foreign minister says Washington's sanctions show utter contempt for human life.
Tourists from Cuba's northern keys return to their countries.
Venezuela guarantees medicines to fight coronavirus.